Hi, this is Ruth, the creator of And She Creates. Thanks for stopping by And She Created and Show. And She Creates provides advertising and promotion not only on the show, but participating in my podcast postcast, also being featured in the story and on the page of my IG page. Stop by And She Creates. Thanks. Hey, out there in And She Creates world, this is Rue, the creator of And She Creates, and I'm back again with another episode of And She Created a Show, and I have on the line today, Once Broken Podcast, Bianca Amos, that's her name. Hi, how are you doing out there?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm just fine. Just ready to get you promoted and get you heard so everybody can go ahead and click like, share, and give you reviews and just listen to you and all that. So go ahead with your promotion.
Of course. I'm happy to be here. So my name is Bianca Matheson Amos. I am the creator of the show, The Once Broken Podcast. You may hear a little accent. I am originally from Jamaica, born and raised. I am now living in Toronto, Canada, where I have been for the last 6 years. So my podcast, The Once Broken Podcast, was created to share inspiring, honest stories of overcoming brokenness and finding healing and redemption. We've all been through some stuff, and that's what me and my guests are talking about. We are removing the veil, we are unmasking ourselves, and we are sharing our stories unapologetically. Now, I'm not only a podcast creator, I am also a media producer, I am also a writer. You can find me at the Once Broken Podcast online.com. You can also find some of my work at biancamattison-amos.com. That's biancamattison-amos.com. On that website, biancamattisonamos.com, you will find a lot of other things that I do. So you will find short films that I have written and produced. You will also find my bio about all the work that I've done. I have done documentaries. I have done short films. I have done commercials. So you will see all of that on my website. You can also check out my YouTube page, Bianca Matheson Amos. And all my videos are there as well.
Okay. So one thing that I do like to ask people, especially if they have a unique name or, you know, a certain type of name, because everybody always have some type of story from how they created their name or some type of story or why they got into podcasting. So you already know what the question is going to be. So what made you get into podcasting, this one? And then also, how did you come up with the name Once Broken?
I got into podcasting because I was really inspired by other podcasters. So honestly, I never even started listening to podcasts until last year. So last year, as a part of one of my courses in school, I just finished studying broadcasting. As one of my courses, we did podcasts. And that's when I started listening to podcasts, and I just fell in love with the art form. And I've had all of these stories bottling up inside. I usually express myself through writing, and I was like, why not get on the mic? Why not share my stories in the hopes of inspiring others to, one, share their stories, and inspiring others to just overcome the stuff that they're going through or the stuff that they've been through. So that's the reason why I started the podcast.
Okay. Not only that, since you said that, I have a December diary, and I did something kind of somewhat like that. I had someone and I was featuring, you know, each person maybe every day of December, and it's something kind of like that. You should go and listen to it. Not only that, everybody just listen to me, go and listen to the December diary, but this is not me, this is about you. But that just made me think of that. Okay, so the name Once Broken, because you told me why you got into it, but
yeah,
the name Once Broken, so how did you come up with the name?
I've been through a lot, and when I say a lot, I mean a lot. And a lot of it led to me being in some really dark places. I'm talking, you know, like stuff like domestic abuse and having an eating disorder and just low self-esteem and just a whole lot of baggage, stuff that I have overcome and now really living just my best life, just finding joy and happiness and healing and all of that. And when I was thinking about what to name the show, I had a lot of like thoughts in my head. And Once Broken was like my least favorite option. And the reason why it was my least favorite option for a show name is because I felt like it exposed me so much. You know, like there's this stigma of like brokenness, especially as it relates to Black women. And it's like I didn't want to expose myself as, you know, someone who was once broken. But then on the other hand, that's what my stories are about. They're about being broken and overcoming that brokenness. And so I just decided to just be completely open about where I've been, about who I am, about my story. And that's why this name resonated with me. Another reason why it was such a challenge naming the show was because every time I thought about the idea of once broken, it's like I got chills. Like, it made me feel so vulnerable and so bare and so open. And I'm like, that's exactly what I need in order to connect with people, because people connect with realness. Like, gone are the days when we're all so caught up in the facades and the fakeness and all of that. Like, I find people are gravitating so much more to what's real and to people who are authentic. And I was like, being broken, that is a part of that's a part of my story. And so I just decided to go with the title that scares me the most, which was the Once Broken Podcast.
And then it's strange because I'm like, you'd be surprised. I'm glad that you're sharing your story or you're sharing your platform with others, because it's like, you know, sometimes we think that we're the only ones that has gone through what we've gone through.
Yes.
Or we're the only ones that's going through what we're going through, you know, at the time when you go through what you go through. But once you get out there and start talking about it with other people, you have some people that have some, you know, a lot of things in common with you, and they want to know how that you got out of it, or how
exactly
did you survive,
exactly,
or how did you overcome, you know. And so once you start getting the word out, you know, more people, like you said, it's that realness. More people will start gravitating towards you and start gravitating to you. Yes. And then when you said that the name scared you, that made me think of, that made me think of, I was listening to like a motivational speaker, and he was just like, you know what, something that scares you the most, that's what you need to go ahead and put out.
Yes.
That's what you need to publish, because if you hold, the longer you hold it in, you're not gonna, you know, the longer it scares you and the longer you hold it in, you're not gonna let it, you're not gonna release it. And once you, you know, it's kind of like of a mind trick, or you know how people will say, you know, it's kind of like the devil or whatever they're saying, that they don't want, he don't want you to put that out in the world or put it out into the atmosphere, but that's something that you need to do, you know, put it out into the atmosphere. You know, I don't like to talk about religion or anything like that or whatever, because everybody has their own, you know, beliefs and backgrounds or, you know, whatever. But I was just, you know, like I said, that kind of inspired me, and it kind of made me be like, you know what, I used to be that person that didn't like to, you know, to speak, or like as far as being a motivational speaker or any kind of, what is it, public speaking or getting up and doing something like that. And I was like, you know what, that's something that defeats me. So if I can get past that, maybe I can maybe get better at it. And I was like, you know what, we're going to do this podcast, and we're going to see how it works. And it's been history since that. And I'm okay, but I'm comfortable doing it. And But yeah, I love that, you know, that you have that platform for people to come to and, you know, have conversations and talk about, you know, just different topics. Oh my gosh, I really need to tune in, and I need to put you on my list, because I had my list last week. I need to put you on my list for this week so I can be able to listen to.
Of course.
You
know,
yes. But what else was I going to say? Oh, did you have anything else that you wanted to share?
Well, this week, especially this week's episode, I was talking about mental health, which especially right now, I feel like it's so important. Like this damn Miss Rona, Corona crisis has... Like, it's just had me all over the place. And so I did this episode with someone who is on her way to becoming a certified life coach, Helena Harder. And, like, so much came out of that. Like, I was just so upfront, so open about, like, what I'm going through. And she was, too, because she once was diagnosed with bipolar depression. And I had never known anyone that even, like, admitted that. You know what I mean? Like, you know, people who have it, but then they're, like, hush-hush about it. Like...
They won't talk about it.
She was so open and so real. And I just feel like that's an episode that everyone can relate to, because we all have struggles, you know, in that area. Some kind of struggles when it comes to like our mental health and feeling well. You know, no one feels good all the time. So right. I definitely feel like if anyone wants to see what I'm all about, you can start with that episode. I've been doing this quarantine check-in series as well, where I'm just checking in with people from all over the world. And that's been eye-opening as well. Like taking, like not so much focusing on myself and my specific situation, but hearing what different people around the world are going through. So one of my recent guests is in China. She's a Jamaican living in China. I chatted with someone from Florida. I chatted with someone from Vancouver. Like, it's just been an amazing journey on this show. So I definitely want people to check it out, you know, like just add it to your playlist for this week. I'm sure you will be back for more. And also, like, follow me on Instagram at Once Broken Podcast, and I'm on Twitter as well at Once Broken Pod.
Okay. And one more thing I would like to ask you. So you said you do media production and you write also.
Yeah.
So some of the things, what are some of the pieces that you've written already?
So I've written 2 short films. Most of my short films are surprisingly about love and about broken love, especially. Mm-hmm. I don't have any problems in my marriage, which is interesting that that's what pours out of me, though. Like, just like these kind of, you know, stories of like, you know, like just relationships. You know, sometimes things just don't work out. So I've written 2 short films already that have been produced. And as I mentioned, they're on my website, BiancaMatisonAmos.com. The first one is called Love Me or Lose Me, which is a short film about a young woman that's like caught in a love triangle, and she just needs to make a choice between one of these guys. But then I don't want to give too much away because I want y'all to go check it out, but then like she has like a little thing going on as well, a little secret that neither of them know, and that's also putting some pressure on the situation. I also have another one, why can I not remember the name of my own movie? But that one I put out about 2 years ago or 1.5 years ago, so I'm having some trouble remembering it right now. I'll give you the name in just a second. But it's essentially a story about a young woman that's kind of dissatisfied with her marriage, and she kind of starts this online affair, and then, you know, it turns out that the guy that she's involved with online, she's planning on leaving her husband for this guy, and man, shit hits the fan with that one, because it just doesn't turn out as planned. I'm gonna give you the name of that one right now. That one is called Loving, actually. And I've done 2 documentaries. I have done one called Immigrant Student, which is about the immigrant experience, the student immigrant experience in Canada, where I had 3 students that are at different stages in their immigration journey. So a lot of people come to Canada in order to get their permanent residence, also known as a green card. So it's just different students who are just having different experiences here. For some, it works out. For others, it doesn't. But it costs a whole lot of money to come here. So I'm just talking with them and going through their journeys here. And I also did one called Just Like a Girl, about an organization that assists young women through the power of sports, which that one was really inspirational for me as well. So those are some of the projects that I've done. I've also written a lot. I have some... I do some volunteer writing for this website called The Mindful Word, which is more like a spirituality-based website or like a lifestyle, being connected with yourself kind of website. So they do talk a lot about spirituality, but they talk a lot about a whole lot of other things too. And so I've written 2 articles for them that were some of their most viewed articles. One of them is called The Purpose of Pain, which I just kind of detail like some of the stuff that I've been through. And I also have one that I call 10 Things My 20s Taught Me, which was just a reflection on that decade of my life and the things that I learned then. So you can also check out those articles at themindfulword.com.
Okay. All right. So let me see. So I think earlier you went on here. No. You said something about a commercial.
Oh yeah.
So how's the commercial going?
This commercial now is just a little commercial for my school. So I was the producer of this commercial. So I did most of the behind the scenes work with this. Like, I'm not actually in the commercial. It's a commercial for my college, Centennial College. And it's an advertisement for our broadcasting program. So you were tasked with doing this. And it was real fun just making it out there in the cold. and just kind of showing off what our school is all about and what our program is all about, which it's broadcasting, but I've done so many other things. So in addition to the broadcasting aspect of things, we study radio production, I've studied film production, I've studied TV production and some digital media stuff. So it's been a fun ride. I'm just graduating right now and I'm so excited to get out there.
Okay. And so there you have it, guys. This is Miss Bianca Amos. Say your name one more time.
Bianca Amos. I like to add in the Mattison. Mattison is my maiden name. I did not necessarily want to like change my name. Like my husband, he just likes me having his name there as well. And I'm starting to like the ring of it too. Bianca Mattison.
I don't think we'll say it again.
When I start my podcast, I'm like, hi everyone and welcome to the Once Broken Podcast. I'm Bianca Mattison Amos. Like, I like it. It has a little ring to it that I'm loving.
It runs together. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like, that's why I asked you to say it again. Okay, so Bianca Madison
Amos.
Linda Matt.
Yes.
Amos.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I like the way, I like how you say it better
yeah,
than
Yeah, Bianca Madison Amos.
I love it. But like I said, y'all heard it, y'all got it exactly from her. So I want you to go to her podcast, go to her page, go everywhere where you can find her. And I think you went ahead and told everybody where to find you. Say it one more
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I did it I did it all over the place, but my website is Bianca Mattison, MattisonAmos.com. That's where you'll like see everything that I'm about, including my writing, my film projects, and the podcast as well. You can also check out my podcast, The Once Broken Podcast, on wherever you get your podcasts, really. Like, I'm absolutely everywhere right now. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Podcasts, iHeartRadio. So check me out. You can also check me out on Instagram at Once Broken Podcast and on Twitter at Once Broken Pod.
All right. She already said it all for you. I just need y'all to go to the link in her bio, click, find, like you said, everything on her page. You can find everything you need to know about her. So like I always say, click, follow, like, share, repost it, put it in your story, put it on your Facebook page, put it on your Twitter page. Just do everything you need to do just to get her out there.
Yeah.
And if you have anything else to add, you can go ahead and do that at this time. If not,
I just want to thank y'all for your support. Like just the love that I've been receiving where this podcast is concerned, like on Instagram, mm-hmm. like with people just tuning in with the DMs. Like, it's just been totally amazing. And I'm just loving supporting others as well. Like, just seeing so many Black women like just mm-hmm. doing their thing, just creating out there. We're uplifting each other. We're not fighting each other. Like, we are breaking down some barriers and smashing some stereotypes, and I am loving it.
Yes. Well, okay then. Well, all right. Well, I do appreciate you for coming on here and stopping by and She Created the Show. I'm always grateful to have an addition to the family.
Thank you so much for inviting me, and thanks for having me today.
You're welcome. And until next time, all right. Talk to you later.
Bye, girl.
Thanks for stopping by and She Created a Show. Don't leave just yet without listening to my daily feature podcast.
Yo, this is Hype from the OLF podcast. That's Out of Left Field podcast, coming straight out of Philly. Why you should listen to us is because we are the only raw, uncut podcast with 8 to 10 guys giving you their real opinions on why they think things. How did they start thinking this? Like, how did you start viewing the world that way? How were you raised? We talk about sports, pop culture, how you raise your kids, how you were brought up. Name it, we talk about it. We take calls from all over the country. We live every Sunday on WTNUphilly.com. You call 267-423-8198. We can get you right in. 12:30 to 2:30 every week. You know, sometimes niggas start late. But yeah, we are the Out of Left Field podcast. Hashtag OLF podcast. Hashtag OLF convo. Hashtag shoulders down.